giving away our School of the Master meditation chairs and cushions. Giving away our School of the Master meditation chairs and cushions. Over the years of the University of Healing, over the years of the courses of the University of Healing, back from 1948, and the more definite time of 1975, the courses of the University of Healing had behind them the School of the Masters, and have behind them the School of the Master. And in the School of the Master, wonderful things take place. In the School of the Master, wonderful things take place, and it takes place because it takes place in everyone's life. And as it takes place in everyone's life, it is happening beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. It is going on beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, and always in the best possible way. Because in the School of the Masters, what is taking place is being able to understand our inner self. Now, truly, the chairs and the cushions have served their purpose very well for the School of the Master and for the University of Healing. And all throughout its years of service, it's done beautiful things. But now, the time has come for us to release some of these things and let them go and turn our attention to the 100% living as the School of the Master teaches. Giving away our School of the Master meditation chairs and cushions has a lot to do with turning our attention to a new direction. Turning our attention to a new direction where they have served their purpose of teaching us to meditate, teaching us to listen within, teaching us to think about the inner indwelling divine self that we are. And for meditation is indeed to think about. But what is it that we're doing now? Now we're learning to be one as our divine self. One as our divine self is in every moment activity. No matter what, no matter what, we are now no longer needing to sit down to meditate. We no longer need to be in any particular pose to meditate. We now have graduated from that level of awareness, and we have moved into the total 24/7 awareness of living every single moment of our life in a state of meditation. Living every single moment of our life in a state of divine meditation. Now, during our School of the Master, we learned all about divine meditation. We learned to listen to the divine within. We learned to believe in our divine self, and that if our divine self theoretically is showing off something not beneficial to us, it's because we are choosing out of the universal allness those things that are not beneficial to us. And all is in divine order, is what we say to ourselves. All is in divine order under all circumstances, under all conditions. And it's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful experience when we realize that we're meditating all the time. We're thinking all the time. We're believing all the time in that divine aspect in us, which is our true and real nature. Now, when something is not judged, it is neither right nor wrong. When something is not judged, it is neither good nor bad. When something is not thought about as beneficial or non-beneficial, it is not beneficial or non-beneficial. It is just and is. And this is what meditation as a divine being from the School of the Master teaches to each one of us. It teaches to each one of us that as we take our attention and put it 100% on our highest and best, knowing that only our highest and best comes forth at all times, regardless of any appearances, regardless of any experiences that might come into our attention, our highest and best is what we direct our thought to, we direct our thinking to, we direct our being to. And as we direct our being to this, it is all that comes forth in our life. It is all that comes forth in our experience. It is all that we know, and it's all that we care about. We only care about that which is for our highest and best. We only care about that which is good and very good. We only care about that which is true and absolute. Judgment makes for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It makes for determining whether something is beneficial or non-beneficial. If we have our attention 100% turned to only that which is beneficial, if we are always thinking of that which is beneficial, always thinking of that which is our highest and best, there is nothing else. There is nothing else that comes into our world. There's nothing else that comes into our life. There's nothing else that comes into any aspect of our beingness. We are the masters of our thought. We are the masters of our experience. We are the masters of whether we judge or do not judge. Judge not, lest ye be judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And we don't want to be judged good. We don't want to be judged bad. We don't want to be judged right. We don't want to be judged wrong. We only want to know that the divine order manifests itself in and through every experience in our life now and forevermore. We choose to meditate upon that which is our best. Now, we're giving away our School of the Master meditation chairs and cushions. We're giving them away to other organizations who are finding them useful for meditation in their technique. But we have moved beyond that use of the cushion, the use of the chair, the use of any outer symbology to show an inner activity. Because our inner activity, our inner meditation is going on 100% of the time. Our inner life is going on 100% of the time. It's the only reality that we are. It's the only thing that we are. It's the only thing that we know. We do not know anything else save that all is in divine order and all is beautiful and all is good now. This is all we know. We give away our old car because we're no longer using it. We give away our old clothes because they're no longer beneficial to us. We give away excess food that we have because it's unnecessary. We give away thought time that is not beneficial, and we no longer apply ourselves to that thought time that's not beneficial. We only apply ourselves to where we are on the state of consciousness. When people realize the Buddha, he sat under his boa tree, he did his flagellations, he did his meditations of various kinds, and then all of a sudden, he woke up to the fact that that was no longer necessary. And then he gave up his meditation of those things. Well, we hear of him doing these things, but actually he did not. Actually, he did not do those things because he graduated. He graduated out of the human aspects of life and into the divine aspects of life. And he no longer needed any of the human showing. And he knew it. And it is done. It is done, and it is beautiful, and it is wonderful, and it is all that matters. Giving away our School of the Master meditation chairs and cushions is not because they're no good. They're still like brand new. But we're giving them away because we no longer need to sit and meditate in that way. We are ready for 24/7 positive thinking, positive living, positive attitudes about ourselves. We learned the lesson in the School of the Master, and now we are prepared to think about all the things that our meditation would bring forth. And we live in the consciousness of a fulfilled meditation. We live in the consciousness of a fulfilled life. 24/7. We know it is done now, and all is done in divine order now. Join with me in this realization, in this recognition, and excite yourself with this truth now, for you are done with all, and it is done for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.